Zok the Heilige Mishnah Vayitam Masechtes Arla Perigimel Mishnah Zayin. So we had a machlokes in Mishnah Vav about chavilei tiltan, bundles of these tiltan. If the bundle gets mixed up with other bundles, would it become batel in another 200? So we said, Remeir says, it doesn't become batel. The Chachamim say it does. And now the Mishnah is going to talk to us a little bit more about that machlokes in Remeir and the Chachamim. Shahai Remeir Aimer. For Remeir would say, here's the rule. Es shedarkoi limonis. Something that is counted. Mekadesh. That's Mekadesh. Let's say you walk in to buy, pumpkin seeds. A handful of pumpkin seeds. Now if you walk in to buy something chashiv, it's not a handful, it's how many. Once you start counting it, Remeir says it does not become batel. Whereas v'chachamim, I mean the chachamim say, eina mekadesh al hashish dvarim bilvan. There are only six things that fall into a mixture, which won't become batel. We'll soon see what they are. Rabbi Kiva says shiva. There's a seventh thing. Okay, what are the six things and what's the seventh one that Rabbi Kiva adds? V'eluhem. Here are the six items that are going to answer any mixture they fall into, and it doesn't make a difference how many times you have the amount of heter to the iser, it does not become batel. They are a goyze perech, the walnuts of perech, and rimoine bodon, the pomegranates of bodon. These are names of places. Perech and Badan were names of places. So you may have met a boy, and you would have asked him, where do you come from? You come from Perech? Ooh, you have those famous walnuts there? And he would say, where do you come from? Badan? Ooh, there are famous Ramayim in Badan. That's the Badan where you come from? And that's one pshat. There's actually another pshat that Perech isn't the name of a place. But Perech means they have a very soft shell. It's easy to break them with your hand. Either way, these are very chashim, and they don't become batel. Vaitrezak the Mishnah v'chavias sisumais. Sealed barrels of wine. That's very chashiv. So what do we have so far? The Gazi Perch, that's one. Rimoni Badan, that's two. The sealed barrels of wine are three. V'chulfais teradin. Leaves of beets. These are like the long stalks that grow out of the root of the beet. It's a special kind of a beet, the Mefarshim explained. It's not the standard beet that we see today. Leiter v'kilse kruv. Stalks of cabbage. The big ones, like the ones in Eretz Yisrael that are very, very big and chashiv. Udalas yavanis. Literally the Greek gourd. It has long leaves that spread out far. Some say the last is a pumpkin. This particular type is very chashiv. And Rabbi Kiva says, afki kodesh balabayis. Add the loaves of bread, not of a baker. Baker like mass produces them. Bias. Right, a balabasta that makes her challah and is very proud of it. It's special. Some of the Shainim say, balabasta or a balabasta makes his own bread, uses a much finer flour. That doesn't become batel. So if any of these seven items were aser, if they were arla or klaya karem, they don't become batel. Now, of course, haroi la arla, klaya karem. Out of this list, some could be arla, like the walnuts, the pomegranates, the wine in the sealed barrels, and some would be klayakara, like the beets. They don't grow on trees, but it could be klayakara. Or the stalks of the cabbage. They don't grow on trees, but it could be klayakara. Same as for the dalas yavanis.